I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
For the next 2 hours on the Bob Tuscan Show, we'll be speaking with Ken Rolla, and I'm looking forward to this. He really is a wealth of information, and we're going to take on a number of different topics, from the radiation to chemtrails to GMOs. Not only are we going to talk about the problems, but he offers some fascinating solutions that I've never considered before, and I think you all will greatly benefit from. Ken, how are you? Thanks for coming on.
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Well, my wife and I have both been looking forward to this. She's been a real fan of your work now, and there's so many different things that we can start off with. But let's learn a little bit more about you as a person and researcher. Tell me about your awakening, if you will.
Well, I've always been a troublemaker, so I don't know if I had an awakening.
You and me both.
Yeah, it's like, I was, from an early age, I was always a troublemaker in school, and I always questioned authority, and really not out of a sense of rebellion, but really of a wanting to understand and know. And so, whether it was teachers or religious leaders, you know, when they would say something that I didn't understand or it didn't make sense to me, I would ask them, and the questions I asked them very often would really tick them off, and of course they couldn't answer them. And so, so it's been from an early age that, you know, I've just always wanted to really understand the nature of things, and I've always loved learning, so it's been a lifelong habit, I would say. But I guess, you know, I've been a student of quantum physics since I was in my teens, and so I was interested in physics and science, and went to engineering school for electrical engineering. And yet at the same time, I was also interested in a lot of liberal arts, and so I've, you know, I had to take a lot of extra courses in school to get liberal arts and non-left brain types of classes and things. So I've always schooled myself and been interested in not just, you know, the scientific aspects of things, but also the spiritual aspects of things and consciousness in particular and just how things work in general. So, you know, I've got a background in schooling in electrical engineering, but when I got out of school, I worked in computer science for quite a few years. I've had a lot of different jobs. I worked in the medical system in various positions for 23 years. So I've worked at the local and state and national policy levels, working with politicians, with healthcare administration and policy. So I've seen the madness within the so-called healthcare system and how it doesn't address degenerative disease and health issues. And then, of course, I had my own health issues throughout my life. I was really born sick and very hypoglycemic and had a lot of health problems, so I had to figure out how to heal myself. And ultimately, when I did that, people started asking me about it and how to do it. So I wound up getting pulled into teaching natural healing for about 20 years. And I've done that until just a couple years ago when I got so busy I could no longer do individual consults. I still do courses occasionally. And then also because of my background in engineering, I wound up developing devices to help people heal and get deep sleep and stop jet lag and various things, and that spun off into other areas as well. So I've just got a kind of a varied background in engineering and physics and chemistry and biology and medicine and natural healing. So it kind of all came together. And then, you know, whenever any kind of issue comes up, like, say, the Fukushima nuclear disaster, you know, I immediately start looking for solutions for myself to cover my own butt, and I've always been able to find them. And then I just share them with other people. And I've just discovered years ago that when you understand the physics of consciousness, then you understand that whenever there's a problem that's created, the opposite polarities of energy also simultaneously create the solutions. So whenever I encounter a problem in my life that I need to deal with, I just start looking around for the solutions and ultimately find them. And so that's what I did with the Fukushima nuclear fallout and a host of other things.
Then well, let's start with Fukushima, Ken, because that is a big concern of many of our listeners, including myself, which ultimately is what I do the show for, because I want to learn, and I have guests on like yourself so that, you know, I can learn as much as I can, because it concerns me. I'm worried about the future of my family, and you know, I have a young son, and I don't want him to have to grow up in a world that's filled with radioactive materials everywhere he looks. I really see the Fukushima situation as a major threat to life as we know it. Let's talk about the problem first, and then we'll shift gears and take a look at some solutions that you have to offer. There's no doubt in my mind Fukushima is a very dangerous situation, right?
Right. Yeah, and I don't call it an accident because I don't think it was an accident. I think it was engineered. When I first heard about it, it was the day of the accident, and the first thing in my mind was, I wonder if that earthquake that caused the tsunami was created by a scalar weapon. So I immediately Googled Fukushima scalar weapon and pulled up, sure enough, an interview that Benjamin Fulford did with the Minister of Finance of Japan, and on record, on camera, he said, the Minister of Finance said, that indeed the United States had used a scalar energy weapon to create the earthquake, and it actually wasn't the first time. They had done it two times before in order to blackmail Japan into economic policies against China to keep the Chinese yen from becoming the world's reserve currency, which is the currency that countries use to do business with. Right now, the United States dollar has been the world's reserve currency for many years, and basically we can just print dollars and go out and buy things that the rest of the world has to trade their money for dollars for, and then go buy things. And so we basically got a money printing press that we've been abusing for a long time, and we don't want to let go of that. And so so here was the Minister of Finance saying that the United States had used these scalar weapons twice before on two different cities, and Japan would not consent to these economic policies. So finally, when the Fukushima disaster happened, then Japan relented within days, and supposedly the United States got their way. So, of course, that video was taken off of YouTube within a few days, and then it's been on and off ever since. It probably is still on now, but it's not easy to find. So, you know, I saw that, and I figured, well, you know, if they're using scalar energy weapons to create these problems, then there's probably somebody that's using scalar energy to clean up the problem. So I started Googling to see if anybody was using scalar energy devices to clear nuclear fallout or neutralize it, and discovered that there were actually a lot of people around the world making homemade devices for clearing chemtrail pollutants and things. And that led me on a path of discovery to find ways of neutralizing radioactivity and clearing the fallout and geoengineering pollutants as well.
Well, yeah, there's an obvious connection, because what are some of the chemicals found in these aerosols? Barium,
right,
strontium,
aluminum.
aluminum. Yeah. You know, these are all things that you might as well find at Fukushima.
Right. That's exactly it. And also, you know, when I started looking around, I came across many solutions for it, not just a few. I had worked back in the early 90s with a man named Ewell Brown who had developed water fuel technology. And that technology, not only can it be used to power things non-toxically, it can also clean up all the pollution in the world, and it can also neutralize radioactive elements. And I witnessed that done. So I knew going into it that neutralizing radioactivity could be done because I had witnessed it personally with a team of engineers and physicists.
Fascinating stuff. We got to take our first quick break here, Ken, and we'll come back and pick it right up with that and so much more. Our special guest for the next 2 hours, Ken Rolla.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise, and inside me my spirit is weeping.
We're just about to get into how we can deal with this radiation and these chemtrails. Why don't you pick it up there?
Okay, well, back in the early 90s, I was working with a man named Ewell Brown who had developed water fuel technology, and there were several other people who had done this all the way back to the 60s. And so in the course of doing that, I had witnessed Brown using it to neutralize radioactivity with a bunch of physicists and engineers and inventors, you know, with measuring equipment and confirming it. They even did it in front of government officials and congressmen and folks like that. And, of course, got nowhere with it. Because neutralizing radioactivity, usually the technologies that can do it usually also imply free energy. And even if they don't imply free energy, they also imply the end of the nuclear industry, not just nuclear power, but the nuclear weapons industry more importantly, which, you know, if that goes away, then the, or if there's a way to stop and neutralize them, that ends the nuclear edge that countries with nuclear weapons have. And so they vehemently don't want that to happen. So I already knew that radioactivity could be neutralized, and I figured, well, you know, if Brown could do it, there's probably a dozen or more people around that also can do it. So I started looking around to see who else was neutralizing radioactivity, and even I was surprised to find that there are actually 61 patents worldwide for people that have neutralized radioactivity. There was a professor emeritus in physics named Radha Roy at Arizona State University back in 1975, who developed a method for neutralizing high and low-level radioactive waste and elements, and he got nowhere with it. There have been a slew of other people, including 8 in Japan. So the solutions for neutralizing the Fukushima power plant and all the fallout from it is available, and it's been available for decades. It's just been heavily suppressed. I've been in contact with Japanese officials who I thought might listen, and so far I've not heard anything back from them, but I've been telling them, it's like, you guys are missing the 900-pound gorilla in your living room. There's 8 patents in your country for neutralizing radioactivity. There's 61 in total around the world. This stuff could be cleaned up and neutralized, and nobody's talking about it. So, you know, we've got to get the word out, first of all, that's a possibility, because people think that, oh, there's nothing that can be done. Well, that's utter nonsense. It absolutely can be neutralized. There is a professor at the University of Birmingham in the UK named Lynn McCaskey, who is neutralizing radioactive elements with E. coli bacteria. There's a Japanese agriculture professor in Japan named Tiro Higa, who is neutralizing radioactivity on soil and in water and on crops with a blend of microbes that he came up with. And the stuff is incredibly cheap. I actually sell it on my website. It's like $22 a quart. And you can take it, and the cool thing is you can take it and make more of it your own. You can brew gallons and gallons of the stuff simply by mixing it with molasses and water and fermenting it for a few weeks and make tons of it yourself. And then you diluted thousands of parts of water to one part of this microbe mixture, spread on your lawn or your crops or whatever, and it will break down all the radioactive elements and other toxins, including heavy metals, and make them non-toxic.
Well, what about oil? I remember with the Gulf oil spill, there were several solutions along these lines, that could have been used. But instead, what did they do? They used Corexit.
Exactly. That was a really big scam, because I had posted on my blog years ago, several years before the BP oil spill, about this company in Texas that had developed a microbe mixture that was so amazing, just within minutes it could break down oil into fish food. And they did demonstrations where they would pour oil in a swimming pool, large amounts of oil, throw these microbes in, and within minutes the oil was breaking down and turning into fish food and then dropping. And the fish were eating it. And
if it's the same company I'm thinking of, we interviewed the owner of that company.
Yeah, you might have.
Well, and he told us about the deliberate disregard of using this viable solution.
Yes, and, he was successful in getting the Commissioner of Land and the Commissioner of Water in Texas to mandate a law in 1991 to use it for the 900-plus oil spills that Texas has off its coast every year. And so they mandated, they were doing it. They were cleaning up the oil spills off the coast of Texas until that BP oil spill. And so it was a done deal. But then, you know, BP and the U.S. government, whoever else, collaborated to keep that technology and that knowledge suppressed. so that it wasn't a solution. I suspect because the oil spill was probably engineered for multiple reasons, but I think one of them was probably to implement a carbon tax so that we can all be taxed on the air we breathe and the energy that we consume, et cetera, et cetera. But for whatever reason, that technology was already in place. It was on the coast of Texas, mandated, just there being used already. So these industries that are polluting the planet, they've got lots and lots of money, and they don't want their apple cart upset.
Yeah. You would think that they would be concerned about the future of their family as well.
Well, I think at the very upper echelons, they understand that there are ways to reverse all of these problems. Because, for example, there is a Russian physicist named Alexander Golod, who is a heavy-duty physicist working for the Russian government and the military there. And he's got a multi-million-dollar-a-year budget. And when the Cold War ended, he was mandated to experiment with pyramids, probably for weaponry, which he did. And fortunately, he appears to be a pretty stand-up guy, and he started studying pyramids to discover what benefits could come from them. And he found many, with healing and improving crop growth, cleaning up water in the ground and surface water, neutralizing toxins and radioactivity in the air and in the water and the land with it. Healing disease, people that sit inside of his pyramids would get healed. He built a 144-foot high pyramid outside of Moscow that you can see on YouTube. He was not only neutralizing radioactivity in the air and in soil and in the ground, but this one really made an impression upon me. They noticed in the field surrounding this large pyramid that there were some flowers growing no one had ever seen before, so they called a botanist in and discovered that the flowers had been extinct on Earth for 11 million years. And so Golod theorized that the pyramid somehow, which is a scalar wave transceiver, which we can get into in a little bit, was bringing in the pattern, the energetic pattern, for this extinct species of flower and manifesting it physically. Pyramids and other devices, like the HARP antennas that our government has, they create scalar energy, which is a high-frequency, faster-than-light energy that is really kind of like the fabric of the universe, and it's what all matter and energy that we can see and measure is made of. It slows down and coagulates into matter and into the energies that we can measure in the electromagnetic spectrum. And so Golod, with his pyramids, first of all, he discovered a lot of interesting things. He discovered that all of the pyramids on Earth are part of one big planetary grid system. So whomever designed the grid of the pyramids had to have, at the very least, flight capabilities, if not space flight capabilities, because they had to have a global perspective to design that system. He discovered that even though they were built by different cultures, that they were really all one big scalar energy system.
I can't wait to learn more about this. We'll have to do so on the other side of this quick break.
Okay.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income taxes.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Right now, isn't what we're building for.
Ken Rolla joins us in the Bob Tuscan Show. And Ken, you know, I'm often asked by people out there, they say, you know, if these chemtrails really exist, you know, they're naysayers, if they really are real, yeah, geez, then what are we going to do about it? What can you do about it? And what you're telling me here is pretty significant. You're telling me that this technology can clear chemtrails for a 75-mile radius, right?
Or more. Alexander Golod's pyramids are clearing them for about a 350-kilometer diameter. I've seen technologies that can clear it around 75-mile radius using really simple tools, which we can talk about.
When you say clear it, what does that mean, though? Does that mean they're completely vanished or dissipate? Where do those chemicals go? Because they got to go somewhere, right?
Yeah, in the case of Golod's pyramids, they are actually broken down and neutralized, but they also are sent out into space. because his pyramid and skater wave transmitters or transceivers, like a pyramid, they can create these vortexes of energy, this fast-than-light scalar energy that's like an upside-down tornado that spins over a very large area, and as it goes up, it gets stronger, it folds in on itself and gets stronger, and it pulls these pollutants out of the atmosphere and takes them out into space, and in some cases it will actually neutralize them. In Golov's case, it'll neutralize radioactivity for sure. But I probably ought to get into a little bit about some fundamentals of the new physics and things that are being discovered, because a lot of this sounds like absolute nonsense and just a bunch of New Age nonsense to people that are not aware of what's being discovered and proven. So for example, Golod is a heavy hitter. He's a heavy-duty Russian physicist, highly acclaimed, well-credentialed. He's not some flake. And there are many others. But what these guys are discovering is essentially that there is this faster-than-light energy that travels through the cosmos that physicists now are calling skater waves. There are other names for them, like torsion waves or zero-point energy or other names. And when you're in the realm of consciousness and human biofields, they might call it chi or prana. But it's all basically the same thing. It's this faster-than-light energy of consciousness that's traveling through the cosmos, going way beyond what we've been told is the speed of light. And it spirals as it travels, and it branches out as it spirals. And so it's spiraling and fractaling as it goes. And it's really kind of like the fabric of the universe. And this energy flows from the centers of galaxies outward. Galaxies energetically are structured like a big torus or a donut shape. And so at the centers of galaxies, it's known now by physicists that there are singularities at the center of galaxies, which means there's a black hole, white hole combination. So this energy is being sucked into the black hole and coming out the other side, and it's just spiraling around the galaxy, around the perimeter of the donut. And it's relayed from the center of the galaxy through suns around the center of the galaxy outward to the suns farther out, because it's been discovered through the work of Nassim Harriman and others that suns and planets have singularities or black holes at the centers of them. And so this energy is relayed from sun to sun to sun outward from the center of the galaxy, branching and spiraling as it goes. And it's also relayed through the centers of planets. So when it gets to us, it's coming down from our sun to us, and it's also coming up through the ground from a singularity at the center of our planet. And that's why you have all these ancient practices like Kundalini Yoga and Ayurveda and Chinese medicine working with Qi and these various practices where you bring energy up through the feet and through the ground into the root chakras and down from above into the crown chakra. What you're really doing is you're working with this high-frequency scalar energy of consciousness, and it can slow down and coagulate into matter, or it can alter matter. And I've worked with people who do things like working on just the unconscious mind and not only heal diseases like cancer and major stuff in just a few hours, but even restructuring bones in the body and, I mean, major stuff. So I've witnessed this actually done, and typically it takes a lot of discipline and practice over many years to develop the ability to do this. But increasingly there are scientists that are developing these scalar energy devices that can manipulate this energy, do things with it, and be used for a lot of different applications, which we'll talk about. Among them being neutralizing radioactivity and clearing chemtrails out of the sky. So you've got this energy that's flying through the cosmos, passing through everything. It passes through planets like it's not even there. And it's actually consciousness that slows it down and coagulates it into the matter and energy that we can see and measure. There's a heavy-duty physicist named Roger Penrose, who's an Oxford professor. He's a contemporary of Stephen Hawking, who's got a lot of books and information showing this. And this guy has taken very basic geometry, just like Nassim Harriman has done, and shown that our whole concept of matter and energy and reality is fundamentally flawed. Even quantum physics is fundamentally flawed. And so they're coming up with these new models that are much more simple at the heart of them. And it also, they explain a lot of these phenomena in physics that have been unexplainable, like what the nature of gravity and electricity and magnetism and nuclear forces and those kinds of things are. So there's this whole new realm of physics that's coming about, a new understanding, and practical applications are being developed from it. And so pyramids, when this energy comes down from the sun and up through the earth, they are scalar wave antennas that can pick up this energy, and depending on what the pyramid is made of and what its dimensions are, it acts like an antenna, and it can tune to different frequencies of the scalar energy and then bring it into a localized field that can have very beneficial effects. You can also have very damaging effects if you tune it to the wrong frequencies, which is what our government is doing with the HARP antenna and things like that. But if you use these ancient sacred dimensions that are used in these pyramids like the ones in Giza or any of the other ones found around the world, they have very beneficial effects, and they create fields that structure energy around them. They can break down toxins into non-toxic elements, and they create these huge vortexes of energy that, like I said, is like an upside-down tornado that spirals upward into the atmosphere, and it will take pollutants and charged particles and things that are not supposed to be in the atmosphere and pull them out into space, or if they're strong enough, they can actually neutralize them. So Goldwater has been proving that more recent times, back in the 1950s and really back all the way to the 30s. There was a man named Wilhelm Reich who developed a device that he called a cloud buster that was made out of some simple pipes and tubing that he would basically run into a body of water and ground out these energies in the atmosphere, and so he could clean up pollution and also alter the weather and stop droughts or stop floods and rains and that kind of stuff, basically balance the weather. And so his work, he was actually jailed for it, but his work got out to a lot of people before he was jailed and died in prison, unfortunately, and they have taken it and expanded upon it. So you've got a man named now, Carl Hans Wells, who developed a material that uses those principles. It's really simple, that you can take a non-conducting resin like fiberglass and put metal particles into it and mineral particles that are high in superconducting elements and put them all together, and the resin will harden up and shrink around all of this stuff. And these minerals, which are crystalline in nature, when they get squeezed, they will create a piezoelectric effect. And normally what we think of the piezoelectric effect being is when you take a crystal, for example, in a gas grill, and you push that little red button on the gas grill to ignite it, what it's doing is smacking a piece of quartz, and that quartz shoots out electricity that is captured in wires and ignites the grill. That's the piezoelectric effect. Well, if instead of striking the crystal, if you just squeeze it, instead of shooting out electricity, it will put out a scalar field. And that scalar field will structure electromagnetic radiation. They can do all kinds of things. So Wells figured out how to create this material that he called organite, using resin and crystals and minerals and metal powders, and put it all together and did all kinds of things with it. He helped people heal, structured electromagnetic radiation, EMF pollution, so that it was much less damaging, and, as it turns out, create these smaller versions of the Reich Cloud Buster that lots and lots of people now are using and making to clear chemtrails as well.
And interesting. So I want to learn more about this in just a moment, Ken. And by the way, we have organite all over our house here, and some of my favorite pieces are organite pyramids.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or... With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
strikehardgear.com.
Set your sights on strikehardgear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Ken, I gotta ask you, you know, we have Organite here, and I understand what people are saying as far as the great properties associated with it, but why does it work? I mean, I don't know that I've wrapped my head around it, to be quite honest. Can you, in layman's terms, explain it to me?
Yeah, most people that are making it don't understand it, and that was what I saw when I started studying it. Even Carl Hans Wells, I don't think, really understands how it works. Because everybody is looking at Reich's work, and you have to understand Reich was a psychiatrist. He was a contemporary of Sigmund Freud's, and he did not have a background in physics, so he kind of made up his own language around what he was observing. And, you know, he called this energy orgone, which is really just scalar energy that we've been talking about. And so he kind of developed this whole lexicon of language around it that now has kind of been adopted by a lot of people, and it's almost like a religion. And so, you know, a lot of times when I talk about this stuff in terms of scalar physics, people will be correcting me and telling me, oh, no, it's this or that or the other. But the way that it works is this. These crystals and mineral powders that you put into organite, they contain, if they're crystals or if they're volcanic, they contain superconducting minerals that are really weird, and they have really strange properties, among them superconductivity. With a superconductor, you get anti-gravity, you get interdimensional physics, and they act like a lens for this scalar energy that's zipping through the cosmos, and they bring it into 3D from other dimensions of time and space or other frequencies of time and space. And so this energy that's flowing through us all the time, it kind of captures it and brings it into the localized area, into three-dimensional space-time, just like a pyramid does. It's just a different approach. And so if you understand that that's how it works, you can optimize it by using volcanic minerals and minerals that are high in these monoatomic elements. That's what I observed. Nobody was really understanding how it worked, and they were not really building them optimally. So I started experimenting with them and found better ways of making them much stronger, and then also encountered people like Dr. Konstantin Meil, who was a German physicist who was developing scalar wave generator circuitry and technologies, and so started meeting people that were combining these technologies to make scalar wave generators. So a lot of people call the scalar energy coming off of these organite devices orgone, but I just call it scalar waves. And so by using a power generator, you can make them much, much stronger. And then if you structure them into shapes of pyramids and things like that, you can make them even stronger and tune them to certain frequencies by using certain minerals or structuring the pyramid certain ways. And, you know, then you can clear chemtrails and things. You can neutralize radioactivity in some cases, and you can send it out into space. I've seen some that will create these vortexes that will send the pollutants out into space. And when that happens, when you clean the air of all these pollutants, then weather normalizes, so you get much lowered incidence of severe weather, whether it's hurricanes or tornadoes or droughts or floods or lightning or strong winds or whatever. It balances the weather incredibly, which is one of the things that Alexander Golod was doing with his pyramids as well. Also stopping earthquakes. Golod showed that with his pyramids because they will allow the tectonic shifts to occur in small increments all the time rather than in large releases. And so it greatly reduces the severity and frequency of earthquakes, which Tesla knew about. You know, Tesla knew how to stop them and create them with his technology. So there are multiple technologies for doing it. But in the case of organite, you know, it's just simply squeezing on these crystals, and then the metal powders that you mix in with them kind of even out the field, kind of like an inductor in electronic circuits. And that's essentially it. So the more of these volcanic minerals and ormus-bearing crystals that you put in, and if you put them in a type of resin or some kind of non-conducting body that shrinks and tightens up around it, you're going to get stronger scalar fields with your organite.
Very interesting. You know, let's talk a little bit more about the shape of a pyramid.
Okay.
Because I'm also trying to wrap my head around why that is significant as well.
Well, and if you understand how an antenna works, then it makes more sense with a pyramid. Because, for example, if you wanted to build a radio that picks up radio waves, let's say, that are 1 foot long, then essentially you have to make a wire out of a certain metal that's 1 foot long, and then it will pick up those waves. And so when you build antennas, like if you see the old-timey antennas on the roofs of houses for television, you know, you'd have this big array of aluminum rods sticking all over the place. And the reason for that is because it was kind of mimicking like a moth antenna or an insect antenna, where you've got all these different lengths of metals, and each different length is picking up a different frequency of radio wave. And in that way, you can, you know, pick up television. Same thing occurs in a cell phone. There have been antennas developed now called fractal antennas, where basically you can take a little tiny segment. So let's say you want to start with a 1 millimeter segment to pick up radio waves of 1 millimeter. So you can take a 1 millimeter segment, and then you can take two of them and combine them and make maybe an angle, and then you've got an antenna that will pick up 2 millimeter waves, and you can keep combining those elements, those little elements, into larger and larger elements like crosses or whatever. And in that way, you can have a whole lot of different sized links all in one small package that you can pick up a really wide range of frequencies for a cell phone. And that's actually how cell phones work. So you can, you know, pick up voice and data on all these different frequencies. Well, a pyramid is essentially the same thing. It's just a different shape rather than being a line. You know, it's a platonic solid, whether it's three-sided or four-sided. And you make it out of a material that will pick up these scalar waves. And in the case of scalar waves, that's going to be either volcanic rock or it's going to be an electrical non-conductor. Scalar waves are kind of like bizarro physics. They're kind of the opposite of conventional electromagnetics. And so where we have metals or electrical conductors, they're actually scalar wave insulators. And so so with pyramids, it's easier, if you don't understand the physics, just to build them out of plastic or wood or some kind of non-conductor or stone that is high concentrations of volcanic minerals, because volcanic minerals are high in these superconducting ormus elements to pick up scalar waves. So in the case of the Egyptian pyramids, for example, they're made out of sandstone, which are deposits of volcanic minerals that are high in these monatomic ormus elements. And so then it's just a matter of making the pyramid a certain size and then making the corners certain angles depending on what frequencies you want to pick up and tune into. And it just so happens that there are certain dimensions that pick up frequencies that are very harmonious to living organisms. And so there's something, for example, called a phi ratio pyramid, where you've got the ratio of the height of the pyramid to the width of its base is the phi ratio, which is a sacred geometric ratio. And there are other sacred geometric ratios for different pyramids. So you can use them for different things. You can use them for healing, for neutralizing radioactivity, for cleaning out groundwater, making oil wells flow faster. Alexander Golod built like plastic pyramids or fiberglass pyramids just 10 feet tall. He put four of them around an oil well, and they would create a localized scalar field around the oil well, which would make the oil become more liquid and less viscous, and the oil would flow better, and then you would get more oil out of the well.
Interesting. Very interesting. I want to explore how we can utilize this as activists, as people concerned about this, and really put it to use in the next hour. I also want to talk about your work with Yul Brynn in the early 90s with water fuel and neutralizing radioactivity, and get into GMOs, reverting hybrids a bit.
Yeah.
That's a very fascinating topic. All health-related, great stuff from our special guest, none other than Ken Rowland. We'll give you his website next hour as well. You'll definitely want to check that out. Don't go anywhere, folks. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out.
Fake alcohol. The counterfeiters collect empty bottles of genuine alcohol.
With finance.